The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. Wisconsin visits BYU on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, looking forward to going out, as you said, to BYU. And yet our focus right now is we've got to have a great week of preparation. So there's we've done some good things in our first two ball games, but a lot of areas and details that we can improve upon. So I think it's a big week of preparation for us.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from one of David Ginsberg, Associated Press.
Hi, Coach. Jonathan Taylor leading the conference in rushing. You guys have always had a good rushing attack. How good is he, and how important is running the ball, as always, I guess, for the Badgers?
Well, I think that, certainly Jonathan's done some good things in his first two games, and we're really glad we got him. But he's young, and I think he's got a lot of room for improvement and growth. And I think that, it's always important to be able to, run the football. I think, today's day, you have to find ways to win. And sometimes it's running the ball, and sometimes it's passing. But I think we've had some good moments in the run game, but we can, as a team, as an offense, we can be a lot better there.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Ron Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Coach, obviously being from New Jersey, my question's on Taylor following up. Can you just talk about the recruiting process and how you got him? Obviously, he was committed to Rutgers first. How did you guys find him? How did he get on your radar? How'd you flip him? That kind of thing.
Well, I mean, it was, early in the process. It was sophomore, if not junior year, going in and always, just kept trying to recruit him. And Mickey Turner recruits that area. And, just more – Jonathan's a neat person. And the more you kept getting to know him and talk to him and understand him, you knew that he was going to be a really good fit here at Wisconsin. And so I think, he saw it. I think the first day that Coach Turner went in, Jonathan had a Wisconsin T-shirt on. And so knew we had a shot at it, and we're really glad that he's here as a Badger.
Coach, do you use to your advantage? Obviously, Corey Clement was from that same area. And if I go back to before Jonathan was born, I think Ron Dane was from that area. Do you use that to advantage Jersey running backs at Wisconsin, or does that not matter? Is it more of an individual thing?
Well, I think that, what Corey did was, when they were here and, someone for Jonathan to talk about and, what's it like coming from Jersey and being in Wisconsin, and so it's not just running backs. I think any of our kids from out east, or if they're from that area, you want to connect them and give them a picture, an accurate picture of what it's like and what their experience has been, and they can share that with the recruits. Then I think it gives them an insight that hopefully helps them understand it and to feel good about the place. But it's there's been a lot of good players. Wisconsin's been fortunate. We've had a lot of good players from that area, and continue to keep recruiting it and hope to get more.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Lee Barknett, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Paul, how we doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, does any sleepless nights at playing a true freshman at a premier position in your offense like Jonathan, or is he not like a true freshman?
No, I think that, he's obviously, we felt confident that he could handle the position. And he has, he's got a really, I think, mature approach to this preparation and, focus. And we've got a lot of young guys playing. And, whether it's, you know, true freshman or redshirt freshman. And so you try to help them all. But it's, I think, you know, the moment hasn't seemed too big for him. And you know, there's a lot of room for Jonathan to continue to grow, even just how you handle,
sure,
you know, a season and coming off, you know, a game with carries. How do you take care of yourself? And so there's a lot of learning still ahead for him. But he's a neat person. And, you know, I think it's not too big for him, but there's still a lot of growth and learning that he has to go through.
Was he basically just kind of steady through camp, or were there one or two days where you kind of went, whoa, this is a little different here?
No, I think that he was, and most, I think, when you end up playing true freshman, you know, there is a steady, and as you keep adding or as the camp goes on, it doesn't get too big. A lot of guys will flash early.
Right.
But I think the length of it or maybe the volume of plays and whatnot can kind of expose them, and it just means they're probably not ready yet. And Jonathan did a nice job of staying on top of everything and continuing to progress rather than have that hit the wall moment.
Okay. Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, Coach, thanks for asking. We just wrote out Irma down here, and that's going to be my question. You probably have players, coaches, people in your program with family and friends in Florida. Have they been able to check in, and all are safe?
We do, and so far, you know, it's been, you know, good news in the sense that everyone's safe, and you know, some of our kids even have, you know, families on some of the islands that were hit really hard, but so far everyone's had good reports considering, right? That's a relative term in it, but it's, you know, they've been in contact with the families and that, you know, there was a little stretch where some of the cell service was out and guys weren't able to connect, and I think that's what worried them the most. But so far the reports have been where everyone's doing all right considering the circumstances.
Coach, with that being said, is it going to be a chore this week trying to keep their concentration on BYU, do you think?
You know, I think these kids go through a lot, and they learn to manage many different parts of their lives. And you know, football's one. It certainly gets a lot of attention. But, you know, schoolwork, and this isn't the first time that a lot of them have had to go through, you know, some things were at home, you know, there was some concern or worries, parts that would take, you know, their mind to it. And so they've, you know, they're resilient that way. And, you know, you just try to help them all through it. And each guy is a little bit different. And you just try to be aware of it and help them navigate all of the different things that these kids deal with, you know, at this time.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.